Carla Watt has played music here a couple months ago for our show, and I guess he liked what he heard because he has eagerly volunteered to tell a story. He's a chef around town, but I have no idea what his story is going to be about. Let's welcome Carla.
So, in preparation for tonight, I was trying to figure out what are my fears that I could kind of develop a 7-minute story around. And I really couldn't think of anything. And it's not really because I'm not afraid of anything, it's just because I'm afraid of so many little things. I kind of started thinking about my childhood and, you know, what are my childhood fears? And I didn't have any fears when I was a kid. I don't think many of us did. I think fears are something that kind of grow with us as we get older. So that's kind of the story of my theme, the fears that we grow with. I was lucky enough to have this kind of Huckleberry Finn childhood in South Carolina in this small town on this little river. Very black water, very lazy, meandering, swampy river. And all of my friends and I just kind of had free rein over this thing for the entire summer. So the whole time we swam and we canoed and we caught turtles and snakes and told each other about the alligator we saw the other day, which we never ever really saw alligators. But anyway, we feared absolutely nothing. We would build high dives in these cypress trees with like rotten boards that we would find in the woods and rusty nails that we would pull out of other things. And we'd hammer these boards into this tree 30 feet up. And I was always the guy that had to go test these things out. You know, Carlisle, shimmy up the tree and make sure the platform holds up top. And then you get up there and you're looking into a black river that you just dive head first into, not knowing anything what's, you know, down there or what you're going to hit head first. But who cared? You know, we're kids. We don't care about anything. And then a few years later, we get old enough to get motorboats, which is like striking a match and then adding fuel to it and then putting a 9.9 horsepower Evinrude outboard on it. This tiny little river, man, and like me and five of my friends would just shoot up this thing all day long, just raising hell. The wildlife, the birds, and all the wildlife on the river would just, you know, have heart attacks as we're just, you know, running up the banks of this river all day long. And one day, someone says, "Hey, man, I stole my mom's broom handle, and I got this frayed rope. Let's make a kneeboard." All right, sounds great. Of course, we didn't have a kneeboard. We had like a piece of plywood and a bungee cord that you strapped around your knees so you could jump the little wake. And of course, Carlisle, try it out, man. Let's see if it works. So, like, this is what we did when we were kids, you know, all the time. And it wasn't until we got older and got a little more responsibility that we started to fear things. So I made a little list. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah. Things that I have grown to be afraid of. RBST in my milk. Fluoride in my drinking water. I can't do stupid things anymore because my back's all messed up. Is my cell phone going to give me a tumor? Pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, and cyanide. Politicians. I'm afraid that NPR and public television are going to get taken away. Genetically modified salmon? What? Corn, man. Corn is going into everything. I don't want to eat corn in everything that I eat. I want to eat corn when it's corn. Seriously? IRS? My friend Teresa just told me that I'm afraid of talking to women. singing kind of scares me. And of course, Sarah Palin. So all these things that I'm all of a sudden afraid of, just through getting a little older and getting a little more educated. And I think that's the way it all goes with all of us, you know? Not that I think education's a bad thing. I think we all need to really, really shoot to get educated. I think it's great. Don't be afraid just because you're gonna get fears from it. And I just got back last night from Hawaii. So I learned to fear this new thing called tsunamis. And it was a work trip, okay? No one say like, oh, you were in Hawaii, lucky duck. No, it was work. So I'm from the South. I don't really know anything about tsunamis. I've only been here for 2 years. And I don't think we've had one since, you know, in those 2 years. But I'm sitting in my, we have hurricanes, you know? And like with hurricanes, you've got all this like crazy energy in the air. There's wind and thunder and lightning, and there's all this anticipation. So that's, you know, when there's a natural disaster, that's what I'm looking for. I'm sitting in my hotel room playing my guitar, and like the TV's on, and it just goes to static. It starts going, you know, really annoying emergency broadcasting system message. So I just like mute my television and keep playing guitar. And then 10 minutes later, my neighbor in the hotel calls and she says, I'm your neighbor. There's a tsunami coming. And if you've ever been to Hawaii alone, where you're surrounded with, you know, honeymooners and everything, you're just happy to be talking to a girl. So it's like, oh, right on. How are you? What's going on? We're neighbors. That's crazy. So after I hung up the phone, I was like, oh, wow, tsunami, that's great. And I was, wait, what did I do? What does that mean? So I ran to the front desk, and they were like, here, you got to get out of here right now. We're right on the beach, on the second floor of this little two-story crappy hotel. And they're like, here's the evacuation route. Get out of here. So I run up, and I grab my guitar, and I grab my bag, and pack it all up, and run uphill to the evacuation spot, which is like a golf course parking lot. And I'm sitting in this lot trying to like, man, how am I gonna pass the time? We've got 6 hours before the waves are supposed to come. And I hear banjo music coming in. Is that seven or six?
It's seven.
Okay. Anyways, I met these great musicians. We played music all night long. Tsunami didn't do too much to the area. And I learned to fear this great new thing called tsunamis. And I just wonder what I'm going to learn to fear tomorrow.